Well, hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another incident where we're taking our Smiley's Pixel on WOL, only in this case it's something which cropped up, if that's the right expression. We're going to talk about the late Owsley Brown. We're talking after the funeral and the captains and the kings have departed and Lovell's great and good have had their say about Owsley Brown as a philanthropist. But my guest in the studio is Alan Cowan for 30-plus years, the brilliantly successful president of the Lovell Fund for the Arts and probably the person who, in Lovell Arts terms, worked most closely with Owsley Brown over that period. And Alan, my question is, Owsley is well known for his philanthropy, meaning giving large chunks of money, but there was much more to it than that, wasn't there?
Well, in some ways, the money is the least important part. I mean, and I say that and honestly, I thought what Owsley provided for me, and I think I'd really like to speak to it from a personal basis, is, you know, his IQ. I mean, he helped you think through the difficult challenges. He helped you. You could come to Owsley with an idea, and you would work through this intellectual process with him, and sometimes it would take a day, and sometimes a week, and there are other projects that took a year. But as we worked through it, it just became improved. It became more resilient. It made more sense. And there is a confidence that came from knowing you could call Owsley and sit down and talk to him. And it's so hard to describe because it's not the same as just friendship, because I don't want to be inappropriate about that. It is something more inspired. I guess that's the word I'm drawn to. And I think that over my time I've spent in my position in the arts in Louisville and then my time post that, I've spent a fair amount of time with Owsley. And it was always about that kind of thinking, that kind of exploration, that kind of gardening, intellectual gardening. I guess, yeah. You know,
He had a fiercely intelligent mind, and he had this ability to cut through to the essence of things. People in Brown Forman talk about that a lot.
Well, I think he kind of he snuck up on you. You know, you'd be talking to him, and you came in with an idea, an abstraction, and in the course of the conversation, you all of a sudden had one of those epiphanies, one of those moments. You might have thought were your own, and the truth is that Owsley sort of drew that out of you, and that was that. That's brilliance, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, brilliance is not necessarily that you understand or create the Holy Grail. Brilliance has to do with the sort of bringing that out, bringing that to life. I mean, after all, a painting is a bunch of colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, just a bunch of colors thrown on a piece of canvas or paper, and it is the person that mixes those colors that gets the difference between a bunch of colors and
greatness. Work of art. And you touched on something earlier. I mean, he had this capacity of making us appear brighter than we actually were.
Well,
at least
I think
in my case, he did.
I think for sure, Owsley made me feel that I got the best out of me. What more could you hope to inspire in your friends and associates and your comrades than bringing out the very best they have? And he had that ability. And I think that very recently he and I had met to begin to hatch a couple ideas. I mean, actually not begin, because these are things that he and I have been talking about for probably 5 years. And it's hard, by the way, to talk about him in the past tense, and so people
yes.
have to excuse that. And I think that its moment was right, and Owsley would frame it in a way that it made sense. And by the time you walked out of the room, the 15 pieces felt like one piece of golden grail.
Yes. I want to follow up on another thing, though. It's the easiest thing in the world if you get tons and tons of money, I imagine. I have no first-hand experience of it, but to give money away. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to take a dollar out of your pocket and hand it to a panhandler while averting your gaze. It's a totally different thing to give money, to follow the money, to work with the money towards a goal. I mean, he was not only generous with money, of course, but far more important, was generous with his own energy, time, and spirits, which were formidable.
The project, I guess, let's use for a conversation, is that Owsley and I worked together, as did you, actually, initially, in the restoration, in the revitalization of the Brown Theater. And I think what was always amazing is two or three times a year, Owsley would walk with me through the building, and we would just talk about the space. And he would say, well, what's your next dream? And even now, it's funny because I still have much of that. And we would talk about it, and he would get excited and then help bring that out. The two wonderful examples of that, one would be the extension of the orchestra pit under the Brown stage. Actually, Thompson, you helped inspire that idea originally, just to be honest. But Owsley and I stood in the basement of the under the Brown stage one day for an hour at a and just talked about it and just said, well, here's the question. What could we do? And we just talked and talked and talked. And in 30 minutes, we said, well, fine, we're lowering this floor 2 foot. We're raising the ceiling. We're moving this wall. And then he said, how much would it cost? How much do you think it would be? And I made a guess. I got somebody over there really that quickly. We discussed it, and we moved on the project instantly. And I think that probably people don't realize, but that whole project was something that occurred probably in, you know, maybe 90 days from concept to execution. And you could do that. So what I thought that, you know, you mentioned Owsley's way of going about things, and he valued time, and I think because he valued time, he didn't waste yours either.
Yes, yes. You mentioned money and his insightful way with money, and the fact that I was initially involved briefly with raising money for the restoration of the Brown. But I remember going to see him in connection with, I think it was the Stage House or something, and I was warned by friends at Brown Forman to get my facts right and make sure my numbers added up, and, you know, all the ducks were eyes dotted and all that kind of stuff, because he'd see right through anything fraudulent or fuzzy. And at the end of my dazzling presentation, he looked at the numbers and he said, well, of course, this is quite wrong. It's not 150 you need, it's 275. And actually bargained me up by about a factor of 50%. And that kind of combination of insight and generosity is, in my view, unique.
That is the heart and soul of the relationship with Owsley Brown that I will carry for my life. And even as I talk about it, it's hard for me not to become emotional, because I think there so few people in the world possess the gift that Owsley had to truly make you feel wonderful about your experiences of living on this earth, and to make you feel that your life was important and your work was important. And Owsley did that. I never had a meeting with him. I never had a moment with him. I never had a meal with him that I walked away and feeling less than inspired. I was always inspired. I was always driven to do better. And I think the other piece that I don't want to get lost in all this is that Owsley really made me love my family more than I do, and I, because of how he cherished his family.
Yes.
And it is such an emotional moment to think of that. And maybe family is an absolute perfect place for us to end this conversation.
Mm-hmm. I've been talking to Alan Cowan for 30 years, president of the Fund for the Arts, about his late friend and mine and the extraordinary philanthropist, Owsley Brown, who died at the age of 69. Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you.